from a metaphysical point of view, is it true to say that disease is either something that was agreed on before birth or is a culmination of conflicting beliefs or emotions that one has had during their life?
The answer is yes to all of it, and it's very complex, and the human consciousness cannot yet understand all the complexities of it. And this is why you had the earlier discussion of what is random and what is in divine order. And so many things seem random. And the reason it is so difficult for human consciousness to understand is because you have not yet evolved yourselves out of the judgment of right and wrong. If you were able to actually let go of right and wrong and not be in that contrasting perspective, then you could see that all of it is co-creative, that it is brought forward from soul, from the aspect of all that is, to desire to experience all possibility of emotion, all possibility of thought, all possibility of expression in human form, all possibility of loss, all possibility of frustration, all possibility of hope, all possibility of faith. It is endless, all that you are desiring to explore. And at a lower level, and again, we never mean to sound as though we are not in respect of all that you experience here. At a different level of being, you can understand this because you enjoy entertainment, which is of contrast, which is of extreme. You enjoy exploring emotions intensely through experiences, through athletic adventure, through story, through book, through news, through art, through music. You do enjoy the intensity, and as you evolve consciously and more spiritually, you will notice that your intensity is less and less, and that is what the tightrope feels like. You are like, is it okay to feel less? No, I should feel more. And it is a very unusual thing, and we want to remind you that it is all happening at once, and there is not an end point for you to see already. You are creating this new way of embodying light, even in this dimension, where you will experience great contrast, great intensity. And one way of looking at it, the whole point is to evolve yourselves into choice here on a planet where that seems almost impossible. Can you choose peace, even witnessing something that is so unpleasant, that is so painful, that is so disempowering from most human perspective? Can you hold the yes to all of it? Because if you could see from a much larger pattern, if you could really see that divine order only works in the yes resonance, yes to everything, yes to every thought of fear, yes to every thought of victim consciousness, yes to every thought of chaos, yes to every thought of unfairness. And so we do not say, tell others they're creating everything. That would be cruel. We would say, it is created through thought, through feeling, through energy, through memory, and through agreement at a different dimension. And it is not yours to understand. It is yours to embody peace, even here in this situation.
Thank you.